Hello friends, you're about to embark on a journey through an exciting new exhibition. Have you got your clipboard and pencil at the ready? Take the lift or the stairs up to the third floor. Go through the glass doors marked Material Worlds. Are you in the third floor gallery now? This exhibition is called Material Worlds. What do you think that means? Look around you. Everything is made of something: glass, metal, fabric, wood, even plastic. What materials can you spot right now? Where might have they come from? From the ground, from animals, from machines. Maybe some are recycled, given a second life. In this exhibition, 12 amazing artists based in the UK take everyday materials and transform them into something surprising, political, magical, or strange. Let's take a closer look. Look for the cuddliest, softest looking sculpture in the room. Are you looking at the large sculpture hung to the wall called Hell by Caroline Acant? Perfect. Behind you, in the tactile box, you can touch a sample of this material. Now sit on the green bench with the sample and close your eyes. Run your fingers through it. Is it soft or rough? Do you feel comforted, squeamish, confused, or just curious? The artist Caroline Acant makes her work by tufting wool, which is a little bit like painting with yarn. Each thread is pushed into a woven base one by one until it forms a shape. Some artists, like Caroline, use animal-like forms to explore how humans and creatures are interconnected. Imagine this sculpture coming alive. Would it be an animal, a mask, a shadowy creature from the future? Could it be friendly or wild? Take a few minutes to draw your creature. Press pause now and restart when you're ready. Now look around the room for the huge black and white wall piece made from umbrellas. This work is made by a Brazilian artist named Alexander de Cunha. He collects and repurposes objects and materials and gives them new lives. He says, "I start by collecting objects that intrigue me, that make me question why they exist and how they are made. I liken it to casting actors, to seeing people in the street who you think might have a potential to perform something. What everyday objects are you intrigued by? What would you cast in your artwork?" This work is also a good reminder that we don't always need new materials. Sometimes we can give new life to the things that we already have. Now look behind you, and you'll see some strange sculptural shoes on some metal plinth. These are made from old trainers, belts, handbags, steel and glass. The artist, Tenant of Culture, takes apart fast fashion brands, not to promote them, but to question how much waste they produce. By reassembling these scraps, she makes new objects that feel part sculpture, part fossil, like future relics of our throwaway culture. What's your favourite item of clothing? Where did it come from? Who made it? Could you imagine designing an outfit for the year 2125, 100 years from now, one that doesn't harm the planet but still looks epic? Maybe you could invent a radical outfit made of things no one expects. Why don't you take a moment to draw it? Press pause now and restart when you're ready. Next, can you find the 5 pink floating heads? This is Rayan Song's work, inspired by family memories and generations of storytelling. It's playful, but also political. Made from many different materials, it is a giant shared costume made for their 5 immediate family members, serving as a way to embody a memory. Imagine your own family costume. What colours, textures and shapes would tell your family stories? What important heritage and stories would you want to share? Would it be calm and cosy, loud and colourful, complicated and layered? Sometimes artists use artworks to talk about bigger things, identity, culture and belonging. What would you want to share with the world? Take a few minutes to write a few of your ideas down. When you're finished, share it with a grown-up that you're with. Now let's move on to the next room of this exhibition. Take the stairs or lift down to the second floor. What materials can you spot on your way down? Now, do you see the three hanging fabric drapes? Walk slowly towards them. Step in amongst them. Look up at the glass-blown lights shimmering above. I feel a bit like I'm in a dream when I walk around these. How do you feel? Paul Mahecki often works with performance, memory, and the African diaspora. Here, the fabric and light create a dreamlike space. It invites us into the invisible realm. Dreams, rituals, the wisdom passed down through generations. We can't touch this fabric because we want to protect it from getting dirty and worn by the oils on our fingers. But if you could touch this fabric, how would it feel? Would it be rough, silky, electric, heavy? Now move to the two colourful canvases on the wall to the left of the entrance. Yinka Shanibare, the artist of these beautiful artworks, combines African and European aesthetics, reflecting on migration, empire, and environmental crisis. The figures in his artworks explore identity and belonging in a post-colonial world. Look at the figures at the top of the canvas, standing on a big pile. Do you think he is good or evil or something in between? Art is often open to interpretation and can help us imagine different futures, ones where we care for both people and the planet. Let's look at a last artwork together. The three large tapestries hanging beside each other on the wall. Open the tactile box beside them and feel the blue and red woven fabric. The artist, Yelena Popova, made these textiles using a digital design translated on a mechanical loom. She was researching nuclear power plants in the UK, exploring the tensions between progress and decay. Her works feel abstract and slow, almost like weaving thoughts into fabric. If you could weave your own message into cloth, what would it be? A warning? A protest? A dream? Well, we've now travelled through the Material Worlds exhibition together. Thanks for coming along with me. Take a moment to reflect. Which artwork stayed with you the most? Which materials sparked your imagination? As you step back into the everyday world, remember, the future isn't fixed. It can be woven, stitched, and remade, just like the works you've seen today.